This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the main event.
Welcome back.
Thank you very much.
You look lovely.
Thank you.
You look super refreshed.
Well, trying to be refreshed.
Yeah.
And thank God you're back, Harry, just in time too, because Sean and I have been at each other's throats this week.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We've been crying out for a Welsh lubricant between our two.
Look how far away
pads.
We're sitting.
Well, I have been described as that a couple of times.
Big Welsh lube.
How was your trip away? Are we going to hear about that today?
Nothing happened. You're going to hear a lot about it.
A lot about it.
A lot about it. So I'm going to talk literally of nothing else.
Maybe just give us the top five in that case. Did you see Charlotte Church?
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, great.
The only church you'll get me in. Yeah.
That was not planned, everybody.
Oh, She's back.
She's back. We've got a cracking show, guys.
We've got a couple of guests coming in. Minus 18 have a new program going on. We're going to get the lowdown on that.
Yes, we're going to talk to Tim and Marco from Minus. Good to see them. Looking forward to it. I'm going to take votes on our new gay flag. I'm done with the rainbow.
Yeah, and Hunter, you've offended one of my friends. So we've got to sort that out.
Inadvertently.
Publicly.
Shame them.
Yeah. No, shame you. Shame on you.
Shame on everyone.
Oh. That's it then.
That's it.
19 minutes to 7, you've learnt what's happening, and you've learnt Hunter is a horrible person.
That's right. Tune in, we've got all that shame and more coming up in the tag team. It is 6:41, you are on the tag team, good morning.
Joy.
Guys, yes. Susan Boyle.
She's the people's princess.
Exactly, she's back. She is back with a vengeance.
Oh, isn't she?
Bigger than ever.
There's rumours, guys, that they're going to do a Susan Boyle biopic.
Yeah.
And they're giving Susan acting lessons so that she can hopefully play herself. But they don't have high hopes because she does have a reputation for sort of dropping the ball when the pressure gets a bit too much. Mm. So they decided that they better canvass other actors. Mm. Meryl Streep is slated.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Tell them they're dreaming. What do you reckon? Tell them they're dreaming.
Yeah.
But that got me thinking, who would you like to play you in the biopic of your life?
I would love to play it.
You'd love to play yourself.
Yes.
Yeah, but probably by the time they make the biopic of your life, you'll either be long dead or just old enough to make an appearance at the Oscars.
It'll
you
be
know,
an indie.
On the arm of the younger actor who played you.
It'll be an indie. Ooh, his
very,
would be an indie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Straight to DVD.
Big budget. So
oh, yeah.
It'll be reminiscent of the Avengers, probably.
Right. Great. I'm glad I know what scale we're talking here.
So I thought we could play a little game where we go around the circle and we assign an actor.
Yes. We're casting our films.
Yeah. So I'll start if you like.
Yeah, please do.
And feel free to join in at home.
Yes.
SMS 0427 joy 949 or shoot us an email on air at joy.org.au.
I have been relying on the listeners not knowing what we look like, though, so.
It'll just be fun.
Might ruin the magic a bit.
Right.
Sean, okay. Okay. Oh, no. And playing the role of Sean Mulseed in the movie called Big Red Hope. I shouldn't have said red. It's big strawberry blonde. Big strawberry blonde hope. I think, first of all, maybe Robert Redford.
Oh!
That was a good one.
Yeah.
You know, I'm really bad with actors names, so I'm like, oh, yeah.
He's an older gent who looks like he's been whittled from a piece of wood.
Okay.
We're not being sexist. Open to all sexes here. So I think Laura Linney could really nail you too.
Oh!
Again.
Yes.
You don't know who this people
That's Robert
you
don't Redford. Even know.
That's Redford. Yeah, there you go.
He's really old.
Yeah, but you probably were old in the movie because that's when I think you're the best moments are going
to
come.
Why am I not allowed to play me then?
Oh, because you're older.
Who's Laura Linney?
Laura Linney, she's like a poor man's Meryl Streep.
She's a trier.
Yeah, she's a real trier.
Yeah, she's a
Look
trier.
Look at her go. I tell you what, the thing about Laura Linney is she probably will end up playing Susan Boyle in the film when Meryl says no.
Yeah, that is true.
So, and then finally... it's definitely an indie with that cast.
I've picked one young person. Laura Linney's really famous. Ed Sheeran, because it might be a musical. So I thought we should get someone who can sing.
And it's like a massive redhead.
Yeah.
And you've done it on purpose.
And you've got that big lion tattoo on your chest as well.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, spoiler listeners. Yeah. So look out for that when he's in the club.
Next up, Anne Harrod Lloyd in her movie.
Who's Caught That Jacket?
What?
That's my movie title.
What was it?
Who's Caught That Jacket? It's a Welsh saying.
Who's Caught That Jacket?
Whose coat is that jacket?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sean, who you got for Haz?
Lily Allen.
Oh, 10 out of 10. 10 out of 10. Yeah. Well done.
Yes.
That's good.
Yes.
Is that all that's what you got for her?
Yeah.
I went
as
for,
far as I got.
I went for Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Oh, yeah.
Also Welsh. Also dark-haired.
Yeah.
Sean Connery.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just listing Welsh people.
Yeah. Brilliant.
And Daniel Day-Lewis.
Sean Connery is Scottish.
Is he?
Yeah.
Who knew?
Well.
And Daniel Day-Lewis. Brilliant. English.
All right, my turn. Come on, give it to me.
Okay, so for Hunter...
Now, before anybody says a young Justin Timberlake, I've heard it before,
oh,
so...
Yeah, it's brilliant. Spot. So for you, I've got Rupert Everett.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah. Or like...
I really like Rupert.
Yeah.
He writes a cracking
biography.
Did not
sound like you thought that.
No, I thought he was too thin for me, to be
honest. But then I thought, well, I think like there's just a classic lady that could play you.
Yeah.
Timeless, can do anything.
Yeah.
And, you know, call me old fashioned, but Meryl.
Meryl?
Would do a brilliant Hunter.
Well, she would. She can do anything.
She would do a brilliant. For Sean, I've got a couple of options.
Oh, no.
So
I thought we were done with me.
I've got Rowan Atkinson, because of the comedy, because Sean oozes... That
slapstick.
Funny.
You are comedy. Slapstick.
But you're also...
You have to admit it.
You're also quite gangster, quite street.
You are.
Yes.
Because of the rapping.
That's all I want to hear.
I thought LL Cool J.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then for a lady, classic, Sean, Vivica A. Fox.
Never heard of her.
You're going to have to pop that one into the image search.
Brilliant.
Not sure about that one.
And then for me, I've got...
someone's taking my game seriously.
Well, I thought these were all our options. For me, I've got Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, of course.
Classic.
Oh, and you look very similar.
Yeah. And ladies...
Kate Winslet.
Did you see my list? All right, I'll change it then. Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah.
That was one of my options for Hunter, actually, but I changed it on the account of the curls.
All right, come on, give it to me.
Sarah Jessica Parker, but then I thought you would be offended by that, so I went for Beyonce.
I like that. I like that. I like that.
Yeah.
Then you say you've heard it before, but I didn't know that was a rule. You're Justin Timberlake.
Oh, have you really written that down?
Yes.
Oh, God, love you. Play a song, guys. Play a song. Have you got any mine? Got any of my music?
No, none of your music.
Cry music.
Stop singing. It's not a movie about your singing. River. It's someone playing you, and you can't
that's
sing.
True.
Well,
that's
you kind of can, but not right now. You're listening to the Tag Team on Joy 94.9.
Hi there, Jason Gipps here, Joy 94.9 production manager. Are you a regular listener to our Joy podcast service? Like what you hear? Tell us. Email production@joy.org.au. Tell us something that you've heard that you've particularly enjoyed, and we'll pass it on to the volunteers of our podcast service. Our Joy program production team is made up of around 30 volunteers, and we'd love to hear your thoughts. Again, email production@joy.org.au. And if you love what we're doing, why not support us as a Joy member? You can become a Joy member anytime, online at joy.org.au or call 1300 569 949. Thanks for supporting the diverse sound of a diverse crowd. Joy 94.9.
You are back in the tag team on Joy 94.9. Bit of Sia there. She is an Australian. Close to Australia is the country of New Zealand, and they are voting on a new flag.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, let's face it, it's August 2015 and they've become the better country.
It happened before August.
Some would say they've been pushing it all year,
but they've really taken over. They got the gay marriage. Now they're going to get rid of the Union Jack on their flag. So they've been canvassing ideas, right?
There's some funny ones.
Is there?
Yeah.
What?
I saw the neon cat. Because the public are open to submit anything.
Yeah.
And then they're going to narrow it down to four designs, I think, that people can vote on. So at the moment,
it's
anyone.
40.
There's probably school groups. There's kinder kids scribbling on bits of paper. Anything is open.
Anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything
that's
goes.
That's what the Prime Minister is in New Zealand, actually. Just three kinder kids in an overcoat.
Play with ponytails.
So I think it's probably time that we got a new gay flag, because the rainbow flag is, it's been effective. I'm not, you know, I'm not throwing shade at the design. It's been great, but it is a bit garish. It's hard to, it's hard to, like, if we were to go to a gay riot and you were to throw it over your shoulders in like a sort of cape.
Doesn't go with the rest of your outfit.
What do you match it with?
Gold,
silver. In a way, it matches with everything, I suppose.
Yeah, body paint.
Because it's got every colour of the rainbow in it.
Yeah.
But I'm done with it, and I've come up with some new suggestions.
Okay, this is... Okay, go. I mean, I'm happy with the rainbow flag.
Yeah, me too, but...
I feel like it's working. But I'm open to hear this.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Because I do like
because we're on the radio, and if you just shut it down...
We've got nothing to talk about.
I would like Margaret Pomeranz on a flag.
Who's that?
She presents the movie show.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone loves her.
Yeah. She's BS.
RuPaul, I thought might be fun.
But let's keep it Australian.
Oh.
Because are we doing the whole flag or just the Australian flag?
No, the gay flag for everyone. Yeah.
Oh,
no,
all right.
No,
okay.
This is world domination.
Okay.
But you're right. RuPaul is a bit American, so maybe... Yeah. No, we kind of Courtney act, though.
What about Beyonce? She runs the world.
Oh, that's a great suggestion.
Yeah, Beyonce.
She's an ally, for sure. Yeah.
I got a couple of suggestions.
We're
keeping them open. So, pets, I thought was a good one.
Like, just pets.
Like dogs, cats.
Like everyone's pet on a flag.
Yeah.
The problem is that doesn't, when people look at it, they'll think, oh, that's a flag for pets.
Yeah.
You have nothing to do with gays.
All right. I'll keep going. I'm just workshopping.
Yeah, sure. There's no bad ideas. Sorry. I mean, that was one. Yeah. But apart from that, there's no
bad ideas. I thought like flowers that look like parts would be good.
That look like
lady parts.
Yeah.
What about just flowers? Okay. Flowers are nice.
All right. I'm going to keep workshopping.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Yeah, they're getting better. They're definitely getting better.
Okay. And then I thought we could have a flag that's like half and half. So on one side was Elaine Page and then you flip it over and the other side was Adam Lambert.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. Because as you swish it through the air.
Yeah, you get different
people. You get it all.
Also.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And that'll help. Everyone will be happy with that.
Yeah.
Everyone will be happy with that.
What about one side says top, one says bottom?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Turn his microphone off, Harry. That's disgusting.
Hey!
Are you going to behave?
He's apologising.
I thought we were open to all...
No, he's not apologising.
Did you remember at London Pride when they had...
Oh, yes!
This year they had the flag with all the silhouette of the sex toys and they reported it as an ISIS flag.
Yeah.
Well, wasn't that just the highlight of the year?
That happened.
Wish I thought of that at the top of this topic.
What about just a simple equal sign?
Oh, that's good.
That's pretty good.
What colours, though?
Well, they'll have to be nice and bright. Maybe Joy's pink and blue.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. What about an ark? Like Noah's ark.
Oh. Don't tease Harry. You know how she feels about the ark. Just when we were off air a second ago, Harry genuinely asked Sean and I if... She said, did you know that the only reason unicorns don't exist today is because they didn't get on the ark? And then she said, is that true?
Joy 94.9. I mean, it's a party.
It's a great party.
23 minutes to 8.
Yeah.
Which is good because I'm setting the mood high for you, Hunter. Because
to then slash it down.
You know me too well. If you don't know my friends that well, you spotted a car this week that you saw a photo on the back of.
So I was driving along to work.
Yeah.
Just looking for anything to brighten up my day. And then I look at a car in front of me. It's just a small, you know, just an economic three-door, I think. And it had a My Family.
Car expert over here now.
Had a My
Family. Got to one car yard.
Has been to over one dealership, guys.
It's had one mysterious caller.
Yeah, carry on.
Just side story. The dealer who found out my phone
number. Stroke. That is not what you call it.
Side story, I said. The dealer who has hunted down my phone number and rung me. Came to Australia because he used to play for the New York Yankees and came out to play a demonstration match, fell in love. Isn't that a nice story?
That's great. And his career now, he's in a car dealership.
Yeah, he's working at Barry Hyundai. And,
basically naming him.
And they're divorced. So
they why are you talking about that right
I'm just
now.
Saying it's a great story.
Oh, no.
Oh, tragic love story.
Anyway, moving on. So I was driving to work. I see a bird driving along and she's got... The My Family stickers?
Yeah.
Everybody loves them.
Yeah.
Everybody loves them.
Yeah.
She's got one, but literally just one.
What is it?
Just a lady.
What was the lady doing?
Just standing. There's no one to talk to.
There's no pets.
No, nothing.
No.
She was literally just one woman.
So what did you do when you saw it?
Well, I used my hands free to take a photo. and I popped it on.
Wait a sec, I was picturing it.
Siri,
take a photo.
Yeah.
popped it on the Twitter with the caption that was just a sad face.
Yeah.
Just a, oh,
look at this one.
You know, and Twitter loved it. They thought it was funny. Oh, who's that bozo? They said, oh, check out that turkey. You know.
I think somebody
said, well, she's never going to add people to her family without going around with that sticker. And it was just a great day. Just a great day. Except then I pulled alongside the car and thought, oh, I reckon that's Sean's mate.
Is it your mate?
Yes.
Confirmed.
Oh!
She's on Twitter.
Did she see it?
And she's seen it and messaged me saying, is he having a dig at me?
Oh.
And he was.
But I didn't. Like, I was maybe 80, 70, 40%
sure. You were 100%.
Sure. And I was 40% sure that it was funny. Like, I was pretty sure it wasn't just a sad lady. And then when I saw Elise, I thought, oh, no, then it should be funny. So do you want me to apologise now?
No. Save it. And what we're going to do is, let's ring her.
Yeah.
And we can do it voice to voice. Sincere.
When you see a My Family sticker on its own, I mean, surely that's funny itself, right? She's a pretty funny girl.
She is very funny.
Yeah.
I've shared a lot of her stories on this radio show, actually.
Oh, so have I, actually. And hello to her mum if she's listening. She listens all the way in Portland.
Oh, lovely.
You might remember me telling the story about Elise and a giant ice block with her shoes in it when she was trying to make a quick escape from a Deleon's, a nightly. What's it called when you're over there for one night?
One night stand.
That's the one.
An overnight Deleon's.
Yeah. And tried to make a quick escape the next day, but the housemates had frozen her shoes. You are listening to Joy 94.9 as the tag team this morning.
Oh, yeah, I found it.
Yeah, well done.
Seamless.
16 minutes to 8 right now, 10 degrees. And out there in the 10 degrees, I've managed to find our friend Elise.
Yay.
And hopefully, Hunter, you can still call her a friend. Elise, good morning.
Good morning, Hunter.
Good morning.
And Harry.
Oh, sorry, Harry.
Welcome to the tag team, Elise. I'm happy to call you a friend. Are you happy to call Hunter a friend?
Well, I'm not sure anymore. I'm just a lonely spinster trying to get to work.
I'm
being ridiculed on the internet.
How do you remember the incident?
Well, I actually don't remember the incident because I didn't spot the creepo.
I didn't get to pull up like right next to you, but I'm close enough to think, is that Elise?
Whereabouts was I?
It was on Punt Road in Richmond.
Oh, yeah. I spend a lot of time there.
Oh, well, don't we all? Here's what I want to know, though. Has it always just been you, or have you had to, like, scratch off other members? Like, have you scratched off a husband?
No, it has always been me.
And had it...
I've been thinking of putting, like, 5 guys on there, though.
Oh, yes!
That's good, but it might just look like your adult children.
No, it's just there to let the boys know that I'm a single lady.
I thought it would be good if you would put the sticker sideways. It's just you, just you drunk or having to sleep.
Upside down.
Just napping.
Or sideways with 5 guys around.
Good morning. It is the tag team. I mean, appropriate.
Where did you... did somebody buy it for you or did you get it yourself?
Me and my friend got one each. Oh, and we thought, yeah, we'll just get these and put them on our cars.
It's like a friendship bracelet.
Yeah, just to let them know.
It is. A friendship bracelet, but lonelier.
Hunter, you need to apologise.
Elise, I am deeply sorry, and I would just like to say that I respect your choice to celebrate your non-family as a family, and I hope to see you in traffic again. And next time, I'll tweet it with a smiley face.
Thank you. Well, I'm thinking about taking it off now.
No, don't. Because it is genuinely very funny, and I was just exploiting your humour for myself, really.
Well, once I actually saw a car with a boy on it.
You should have crashed into him.
Well, I gave him a beat, but he didn't want to date me.
Because there's also 5 guys stickers.
Yeah. Yeah, it's quite a nice car, though, Elise. I'm in the market for a new car, so keep me in mind if you're offloading.
I will.
Yeah, keep me in mind.
All right, so
I'm right here.
Sorry. So it's safe to say we're all friends again?
Yes.
Yay.
Right. Elise, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Thanks, Elise.
Bye.
You're on the tag team here at Joy 94.9.
Bit of Sophie Ellis Bextor. Why the white face?
Joy 94.9.
You're on the tag team on Joy 94.9. It's 9 minutes past eight.
Yeah. We are joined now by Tim and Margo from Minus 18. Good morning, guys. Thank you for coming in early in the morning. We got you in to talk about your new resource pack, OMG, I'm Trans.
We've been just debating, is it OMG or Oh My God? Just so we can clear it up now and for all.
We like to go with OMG. Yeah,
that's what the cool kids are saying.
Yeah, it's a youth thing, Sean.
All right,
we've been through this before. I said, when they come in, don't embarrass me with your old man questions.
Yeah, old man questions, and then Sean didn't remember.
Okay, who came up with the title?
So it was kind of come up by our young people because it's part of a series, the OMGM Queer Resources, and it's all about coming out for young people can be an OMG thing. You know, there's so many unanswered questions, and there's that sense of, okay, I'm out, what do I do now? So we wanted to kind of put together everything we wanted to know when we were first coming out and figuring it all out into one kind of condensed piece.
So yeah, you have every single answer in there, right? Every single answer.
Everything.
Yeah. It's a trans Pandora's box. That was a weird sentence. So who worked on that, Margo? Who put it together?
So it was a team of about 20 trans young people, including myself. All just kind of contributing ideas, working on things like gender expression, on how it relates to sexuality, on coming out. So really kind of core stuff.
And I've been reading recently about how there is a real lack of resources for young trans people out there. You've made this resource now, but up until this point, where did young trans people find out this information from?
There were a few bits and pieces, but kind of very formal, very legal documents, and a lot of them were dated. So for the most part, people were kind of left to the wild world of Google, which can be a great thing at times, but not to be
a very dangerous thing as well.
And did you think, like, that's something that you've gone through? So did you think coming out the other side of it that this is something that was desperately needed? Or
yeah, I actually, it's really interesting, sort of came out over the course of developing this resource.
Oh, wow.
Ah, cool.
You know, I came out probably a month before I started really actively working on it full time.
Just a month? That's amazing.
So, you know, as this kind of grew, every question that I had and a lot of my friends around me kind of informed what we wanted to cover.
Write that down. Write that down. And so what do you think is the most valuable thing that you've contributed into the... What's the biggest section in there that people are going to benefit from? Or is it just the overall idea?
Yeah, I think altogether there's a really solid message of there's no one right way to be trans.
Of course.
That everyone is individual and that's totally okay.
And when does it go live and how can we access it?
So we're launching tonight at the Minus 18 Atrium in Richmond, and it'll be available online at our website, minus18.org.au.
And you just launched the Atrium. We were talking about that a couple of weeks ago. Were you guys there for that party?
We were. It was great.
Did you destroy the Atrium? Did you launch it and destroy it?
Look, there was a little bit of cleaning up having to be done afterwards. No, it was a really great night. It was sort of the first opportunity we had to say a proper thank you to everyone who donated to make the space happen, which is really exciting because it is the first youth space that is run by young people in Victoria, specifically for LGBTI young people, which is really exciting.
And how long have you guys been in there now as an office?
We've been there for about 7 months now, I think. So we moved in towards the end of November, did some renovations. Some of our crew actually became the renovators for a little while. We were knocking down walls. It was great. But yeah, we basically started holding events there pretty much immediately. But yeah, sort of only finally got it all ready for everyone to see. And yeah, it was really exciting.
Well, fantastic, guys. Thank you so much for coming in.
That's okay.
Minus 18 doing loads of good stuff. You can check out the OMG I'm Trans resource at minus18.org.au. And if you want to head along tonight to the launch, all the information should be on their Facebook. Thank you for coming in, Tim and Margo.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Australia's most amazing gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
Hello, this is Julia Zemiro.
Hi, this is James Rain.
Hi, this is Cameron Daddo.
Hi, this is Beck Runger.
Hey, this is the Potbellies.
Hi, this is Roger Sanchez.
Hi, this is Tina Cousins.
Hey, what's up? This is Jack from Fun.
Hi, this is Casey Donovan.
Hi, hello there. Hi, this is Frank Woodley, and you're listening to Joy 94.9, which is preferable than Sadness FM.
Joy 94.9.
Let's get ready to rumble!
You are on the tag team this morning, 27 minutes to 9.
Let's get ready to rumble. Let's get ready to make bank.
Make money, money, make money, money.
Joining
money.
Us now is the official tag team correspondent, Hunter Smith. Good morning, Hunter. Good morning, Hunter.
Hunter. Who else has been sick their breakfast?
So, Hunter, if I was in the market to make a quick dollar, what should I be doing?
Well, how much have you got?
I don't have any dollars. No, so you've got what should I be doing?
Is that zero Australian or US?
It's Australian.
All right, well, got bad news
for you. In fact, I actually have debt. So, what should I be doing?
So, here's the thing, guys. I had saved a little money. I thought, I'm going to do something crazy. And I've jumped on the share market. It's only been 2 days, but I'm calling myself an expert now. Mm. I'm across the Dow, the FTSE, the NASDAQ. The markets are closing or opening, I'm not sure, in 26 minutes. So if you guys want to stay in there, I'll give you an update. But I am up. Overall, I am up.
Yeah, and I am absolutely down. So, I spent a lot of time with you, and man, have I had to hear about this. $4 up. No, it's gone down. Oh, it's crashed. It's crashed. What are you talking about?
I know. You know when you go through stages where you're obsessed with something and you can feel yourself talking about it? And you know people don't want to hear it, but it's more important that you talk about it. That's what's happening with shares.
Yeah.
Usually that happens with, like, if I'm in love with someone. You know, you have a crush on someone and you want to talk to someone about it. Usually that's what I'm doing to Sean. Yeah. And I can hear myself. I can hear it coming out like verbal diarrhea.
Like, what are you grinning about?
Yeah. And I just know that he doesn't want to hear it. And so now I'm in love with shares.
Nice.
Because they won't hurt you, Harry. They won't hurt you.
No.
Look, I am happy for you. But, like, because, you know, you're probably going to make a lot of money. And I'm going to be left behind.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm the Koshy of the show now.
You're the...
You can be the Sam Armitage, Sean.
Well,
you can
be
the cash cow.
Yeah, brilliant.
Cash cow.
I know my place.
Yeah. You're the wolf of Bourke Street.
Are you prepared for things to go wrong?
No, because, you know, I am a world-class tight ass. So the minute I start shedding some money, I am out of there.
Are you sure? Like, are we going to have to counsel you?
It's dangerous. I was talking to someone at work the other day who told me that he got an inside tip on a company and he bought $7,000 worth of shares.
Oh, no.
Because some boring thing, the company had discovered oil. But then he's like, but then I lost it all because it turned out it wasn't oil, it was water.
Oh.
I was that was your first mistake.
Yeah, that's a bum tipper. So.
Okay, so, well, look, just so you know, the tag team's here for you if you need.
Oh, maybe you. Thank you.
Maybe we could, like, give tag team shares.
Yes.
Like, whatever you make, you put back into the tag team.
Yeah, we can all own 24%.
So that's very generous of you, Hunter. Yes, I accept. Thank you.
Have you ever made a bad investment, guys? You've got that hat, Sean, the black one.
That was probably the best investment I've made. The amount of compliments I wear when I rarely wear that.
Harry, you've put all your money into cars.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, in hindsight, I probably would have, you know, it's a long game.
That's the thing about cars.
Rusty.
You hold on to them
game.
And they get more and more valuable with time. So.
Well, yeah.
It's like a blue chip share.
Yeah, exactly. Ooh, is that a term? Is that a term?
Yeah, I've learned that this week. Yeah, blue chip. Yeah.
What's a blue chip?
I think it's a
best service.
It's like a posh. It's a posh share. So you buy it and it will cost more money, but it's a really successful company. It's probably not going to dive. It's not risky. It's not risky.
It's safe. Like one of your bigger cars, Harry. Like,
yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, car market is up and down. You know, it closes daily.
It's fast and slow.
Yeah. We got a text here, guys, from Rebecca saying that she's looking for the -18 resource. We had Tim and Margo in here earlier talking about their OMG, I'm trans resource. She says she can't find it yet. And I believe, Rebecca, that's because it's launching tonight. So either tonight or tomorrow morning, it should be all up and ready to go. And I'm pretty sure it'll be pretty clear. So sit tight and get on board tomorrow.
Yeah, -18.org.au is the website.
That's the one.
Okay. So, Hunter, you've made a bad investment.
Yeah.
Harry,
hang on. Jury's out on that. I'm up at the moment.
Right.
I'm up $4 Australian, so.
I'm not a clairvoyant.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But I'm going to say that you're probably going to lose money, but you might make money.
Make money. Have you been getting tips online, like, you know, recommended websites and stuff?
No, I've just gone with hunches.
Okay. Because I've got a story here. It's about rating things. It's not about rating shares. In Melbourne now, there's a collection of toilets, and they've given a rating out of 5 poos. So from
Sean,
not good. What?
Don't say that.
Would you use a public toilet? Yes or no?
Well, if I had to, yeah.
Yeah. And would you rather go to one that's rated 5 poos, meaning good, or 1 poo?
Well, yes, 5
poos. So there's a public resource now.
I know. I just don't want you saying the word.
But I think, though, that they've got their system the wrong way around.
Yeah, I think
1 poo is a great thing. 5 poos, stay away.
Less poop, the better.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not, just where is Melbourne's best PT?
Well, look, I can't tell you just yet, but...
Oh, well, don't give us a suspense.
Oh. They're rated on a scale.
What a shame the song started. We'll come back. You're on Joy.
Joy.
You're back in the tag team. We are talking bad investments.
And we got a couple of texts in.
We did. Anthony's got in touch saying he made a bad investment on his ex. Lost him 6 years of his life.
Oh,
bam.
Nice.
I like that, Anthony. What sort of stock market was that, do you think? Ange said, and Ange, this is just a genuinely bad story. I purchased a failing business for $20,000, not knowing it was failing. The owners cooked the books. 3 months later, I just walked away. That's rough. 3 months is not a long time either. I imagine Ange saw it, like, you would know, if you walked away after 3 months, you would know that things weren't good after 1 week.
Do you think that's a catering business, though, because they cook the books? Or is that just a term in general?
No, it's just a term in general.
Oh, is it?
Do you really not know the answer to that?
No, that's why I'm asking.
Well, let us know, Ange, if it was a catering business.
Yeah.
I hope they taste
that
delicious.
Could be like on that Bridesmaids where she had the failing bakery and she used to go and make herself little cupcakes.
Oh, yeah.
That was true, wasn't it?
Did she eat it in the end after she
made one
it?
And ate it. Yeah, I think she ate it.
That was a lot of effort for one cupcake. I would not be going to that much effort for a cupcake.
That's Kristen Wiig, though, mate. She's determined.
Yeah.
I saw Nasty Baby this week, which is a film at the Melbourne International Film Festival that she was in.
Oh, yeah.
And it was quite full on.
Oh,
in a good way?
So, do you want to do a quick review?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So, it's sort of moseying along. She's this lady and she's making a baby with these gorgeous gay men that are in a couple. And it goes on for a while. And about after like an hour and 10 minutes.
Are you about to spoil it?
No, I won't. But after about an hour and 10 minutes, I was like, well, you know what? Nothing's going to happen much in this film.
Yeah.
But it's cute. Everyone's pretty. Yeah. Kristen Wiig's great. Everyone's a great actor. And then...
Oh, the voice already.
Oh, my God.
You've said enough.
And then it took an enormous twist. All of a sudden, you're watching a completely different film.
In a good way?
And how long does it go then? After like?
There's probably a very, very intense 25 minutes. And bam, you're back home.
Look, you wouldn't know it, but your story has bored the podcaster. The podcaster is sitting here in the corner and he has just been letting out the biggest yawns of all time. Don't need to turn the microphone on for that.
Oh, Gary.
What's good morning.
He's Gary. Also falling.
You are on the tag team. Good morning.
At Joy 94.9, there are approximately 300 volunteers bringing you over 75 shows, 24 hours per day, 7 days a week. That's a lot of facts and figures to take in, but here's one more number for you to think about. 1-300-569-949. That's the number to call to talk to the Joy sales team about becoming a Joy sponsor. One phone call can get your business on air and online, reaching thousands of Joy listeners at a price you can afford. 1-300-JOY-949. That's 1-300-569-949.
You'll see to the tag team on Joy 94.9.
Bit of Jess Glynn there with Don't Be So Hard on Yourself.
Which is
beautiful message for everyone.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's time for the return of our world's most favourite segment.
Oh, yeah.
It's Nan Talk. Harry, you have been in Wales spending, what, probably too much time with Nans.
Oh, I've been spending way too much time with Nans.
Are they listening?
Yeah, they're listening. And I've never seen, right, you know, last week I sent you that of old mate doing his...
last week I sent you the
the catchphrase, right? And I've never seen Nan so nervous to do a catchphrase. Like, she thought that this was her moment. She was all over it. But yeah, it's been a great couple of weeks. When I was back, I went to see Nan on a Wednesday with all her friends.
Which one?
They all got to about Nanny, the one that did your thing.
Yeah.
So I went to see her and all her friends were there and they were just like, it was like going to see, right? The noise was like a group of turkeys. It was like all the time. So they were you're from Australia. Oh, how long did it take to come over here then? Is it warm with you? Do you have winter? So there was a lot of those questions. You're on the radio. Well, good for you. So there was a lot of that. But there's a shop that I don't like to shop in the UK, a clothes shop that I never go in, but Nan loves it, right? So long story short, I had a christening and I had to get like an emergency shawl type thing, and I could only find it in the shop.
What,
right?
An emergency shawl.
Yeah.
And I could only find it in the shop, right?
It's category 4.
So got it, went to the christening, Nan straight away, oh, that's nice, where'd you get that from? And I told her a different name. So just to throw off the scent. Anyway, 2 days later, she said, Where's your top you bought then? I said, oh, it's in the house. Where'd you get it from? Told her the fake name. Oh, because I was in the shop. And I saw him in there. And I said, oh, did you? They must have the same one. She was like, yeah, exactly the same ones.
She's onto you.
And I was like, no. She's like, one thing you've done, my girl, is underestimate me.
Yes!
Did she really say
yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah. And I was laughing. I was like, ha ha, very funny. She was like, don't you ever lie to me. I am warning you. I was like, no, I'm not lying. Ha, no. Remember when you were funny? We had the banter. Yeah, no. Anyway, when I
That's
was...
That's great. Yeah, I love that.
And just quickly, when I was at the party with all her mates or whatever, meeting them, they were talking about like one of their grandsons doing history or whatever, and they're like, oh, we didn't do history when we were at school, you know, all that stuff. So they were talking about kings and queens, and one of them, right, she's 80 and she pipes up and she said, oh well, the only king I ever knew, Elvis. And that was it. I was just like, where am I?
Nana's
this is
out.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Nana's out.
Well, my Nan Mon, she's been calling me flat stick this week, and I hadn't answered. I missed a call on Sunday, and then Monday, and then Tuesday, and then on Wednesday morning, I'm just woken up. It was 7:03 a.m. and she's ringing me. So I answer. I'm like, hello. She's like, oh, you asleep? I was like, yeah. She's like, oh, I thought you'd be up. I'm like, no, I'm not up. I said, I'll call you on the way to the gym. She's like, all right, well, make sure you do because it's very, very important. I'm like, oh. Jeez, okay. All right. So I get in the shower, I call her straight away. That was 2 days ago. What do you think she might have wanted to know?
Originally? Shares. The shares.
No. She wanted to know exactly what I wanted for Christmas.
It's very important.
Because she was going up the shops that day, yeah. And she wanted to just knock it out of the park in early August. So I needed to say rather.
So what
she said you earn good money. I'm not giving you money, but I will. But I will get you a voucher if you want. And I couldn't think of anything. I couldn't think of a voucher under pressure. So instead, I said just some socks and jocks. So
you'll be due for some of those
big
come December.
Yeah. Hey guys, earlier we were talking bad investments, and we have a cracker of a text here from Dan. He says in the year 2000, he was living in the UK, and his friends and he paid. Is that £15,000?
Yeah.
£15,000 each for a one-quarter share in a Spanish villa, but they received fake deeds. One of the friends went for their first holiday only to find the place didn't exist. Oh. Funnily enough, the real estate agent also disappeared. Took me 2 years to pay off the debt.
Oh, no.
That is a cracking, horrific story.
I'm sorry.
Imagine when you go on holiday to a holiday house that you bought that doesn't exist. What are the stages of disbelief, do you think? Like, first of all, would you be like, hello, when you knock on the door, hi, you probably need to get out because it's my house. And then they'd be like, no. And you'd be like, oh, maybe I got the wrong address. And then how long do you think it would take before you realise, no, it doesn't exist.
Oh, that's so bad.
It's a terrible story, Dan. I'm sorry that happened to you.
I'm sorry that happened to you. I just don't think I could ever have that much money to invest, firstly. Also, I couldn't trust someone without seeing the place.
You're wise.
Well, I'm not a very trusting person.
Like no, that's definitely what we should do. Yeah. Well, that's nearly it for us, guys. It's nearly 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Got a big day ahead. What does everyone want to achieve today?
He's doing this new thing where he tries to make us achieve things, Harry. Just play along.
I would like a really nice lunch today because I forgot mine.
Oh, yeah. You and I should have a nice lunch, Sean.
Oh, my goodness.
Maybe go to the chicken shop.
Oh, my goodness.
You are on the tag team. Thank you for listening and have a good day.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.